Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was by Barbara Lewis, Hello Stranger. Before I get started, I want everyone to know that I am on location. I'm broadcasting out of Auburn, Alabama. So if you hear sirens in the background or dogs barking or whatever, that's because I'm recording from the hotel where I'm at right now. And my dog, he's nice for the moment, but he might get crazy. But anyway, you know, we got a great show tonight. Our guest, Patrick McCorkle, oh, man, she's going to come on and tell you about how she has the ability to talk to dead people and share her stories of the paranormal. But before I do that, I got to introduce my trusted co-host. That I couldn't do without him. And also, I want y'all to support him for the next 2 weeks because he's going to be hosting the show. He's going to be holding up the torch for me while I try to move out of the state. And there's so much to do, and I got a little bit of time to do it. So I want to say hi first to Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello, happy Friday. Glad it's Friday. I'm doing very well.
Amen, amen. I'm glad it's Friday, too. I'm getting closer to me getting the heck up out of here. And I want to say hello to my beautiful guest, Patricia. How you doing, Patricia?
I am a work in progress, and I'm grateful. Thank you for this opportunity. And hello to
Patricia,
your audience
girlfriend.
Members, and hello to Chris.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And just so people who are listening, we are broadcasting also in 26 countries right now and on another radio network, Universal Collective. So if you're on this show, you're being heard all over the globe as well as nationally. So I want to thank you for spending a Friday with us tonight, Patricia. And I want to ask you a question. How old were you when you realized you had the ability to talk to the dead?
Well, it started recently, and by that I mean probably, say, in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Okay, and I want to press
that. Triggered that?
I beg your
pardon?
Anything
triggered that? Was it some kind of death or some kind of accident?
Well,
anything triggered that ability at the late stage?
Yeah, I want to preference that, and I'm going to go into detail that I didn't just sit down, you know, one day and decide I want to talk to the dead. That was not me. My path, you know, as a getting into the healing arts and then spirituality has been just truly evolving. It's didn't understand it a lot of times, and it continues to be a work in progress. I see for me, as it has happened to me, and there are so many ways that it can happen for other people, when I've been meditating, and I do different types of meditation, this one, you know, probably did probably a japa meditation where I'm chanting the word awe after and I'm listening to a guided meditation as well. And I'll have, because I am clairsentient, meaning I feel, and then clairvoyant, and you see. And through my third eye, I was seeing these images and persons that, as I had, you know, to figure out, because I didn't know what was going on. So I'm asking, you know, getting some type of intuitive and psychic help by talking to those persons. And that's how it's happened to me. And I'll tell you about my recent one.
Before you go into that, Pat, let me just ask you this real quick before I let Chris ask his question. Do you see anything that's positive for my co-host coming down the pike? Because this young man, he works pretty hard at dealing with the radio show, and he also got his own side business that he's doing. So he's doing a lot of things, you know. So do you see anything positive for him coming down the pipe?
Oh, all right. I'm not that. It would take me a bit of time, but just doing my research, you know, on your show and for Chris, with that much effort, I'm just saying this, that I can't give you specifics because I'm not that I'm just not I need to really be with him more, meaning, you know, to talk with him from a standpoint. So I'm saying this,
okay,
you know, being
okay.
All honest, that yes, he's enterprising. So yes, the effort that you are putting in to help others, not just yourself, would benefit you and benefit others, being of service to others. I mean, it's like
yes,
karma.
Yes,
what you put out, what you receive,
yeah,
what you put out, you get back.
Yeah. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
All right. Well, Patricia, my first question is, when you were younger, before you did your line of work, did you want to be in that line of work, or did it just come to you by surprise?
It was so unlikely. That was the least thing from my mind.
I can imagine who I'm talking to.
Right. I mean, not just paranormal and all that, but it's like, so, you know, I'm the least person that's happened to. So this has happened to me in my adult years and later in my adult years. What was happening without me, because I wasn't in tune with myself spiritually, I was evolving. And I know that's a word that's probably overused, but I was getting into the place spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. So, and I say creator. Whatever you say, God, creator, source, it's all good. And I was, you know, I was just going about my life. So this has happened to me later, you know, and now we're all continuing, you know, because we're all, you know, connected to the creator. I believe we all are. Yeah, and I say intuitive. Some people say intuitive, psychic, and because psychic can have a location. But it's what you put to it. But just like some people are just paying so much more attention to it than others, some people haven't, so to speak, have awakened yet.
Well, that's something I want to ask you about. You know, you said that because you got into, meditating, and it goes from there to there to there to just being quiet, being still, and feeling what's going on around you. And then you graduated to having that third eye that you can equate with. Now, my thing is, what was going on in your life when you felt the need to just stop, get a grip, let me just meditate? You know, because a lot of times, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of times when people start meditating stuff, it's just because they're trying to deal with a lot of stress by letting go and letting God, you know. And was that the case for you, why you started, like you said, probably about 5 years ago, start being intuitive, clairvoyant, or whatever words that you like to use 5 years ago? And by your picture, you're a mature woman. So I was wondering, was there something that was going on in your life that made you want to find some kind of internal peace?
Yes and no. And I'm going to say I'm meditating now, but for years my mind was just racing. When I say I'm the most unlikely person to be a, you know, intuitive, to be, you know, practicing, you know, practicing energy worker, that's what I mean. It's been in stages, and I mean those stages, years. So the meditation, thankfully, I can be still enough, being, you know, sitting down, standing, walking meditation. But initially, many years ago, when I was a caregiver to my mother who was sick and who died, passed over, I started going to, and it was probably the creator guiding me to Buddhist temples. That's how I initially started the meditation. And I didn't, you know, I had no intention of becoming a Buddhist, but close to my neighborhood, because I was her, you know, I was the caregiver. So all that responsibility, caring for her, and I mean, it wasn't easy. And I mean, any caregiver can tell you, you know, it is stressful. So that's, you know, that's what really started that. And then it's taken that, now that was about 19 years ago. And then now I didn't, you know, from that, those experiences, just sit down and say, you know, it didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I was praying always. And then as I sent you in my information, you know, I've started from here, you know, attending churches. the traditional church and then coming through the New Thought churches and then now having a practice that I created. So, yes, I can be at my home and I can be at church here. And this is my church.
Okay.
So it can be meditation, it can be prayer, it can be just prayer, it can be, and it can be a walking meditation, meaning, you know, I'm slowly walking, but keeping
being
the attention.
In your zone. What you're talking about, being in a zone?
Right. That's, you know, that's what you could say. And then mindfulness, that's, a, you know, you use that term in the zone, mindfulness, meditation, present, now. Because you've heard the term, all we have is now. And, of course,
that's true.
Right. And that's my mind. And, I mean, it's a daily practice.
Okay. Well, Patricia, we got so many questions that we're trying to get out. So, Chris got another question for you. Go ahead, darling.
All right, Patricia. I meditate, too. I meditate just for my own stress, though. But I don't meditate to, like, talk to dead people. But how often... My question is, how often do you meditate?
Well, let me say, I'm not meditating to talk to dead people either. As I said,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's, you know, I just want to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean nothing by that. I apologize.
No. It, I mean, you didn't offend. I just
no,
wanted to be.
No, that's a good
clear.
Question, you know. It's just funny to me because I'm afraid to have that. I don't want to talk to dead people.
Right. Huh. And I mean, I want to go into further, you know, a bit later with that. But, you know, just in my meditations, I was just, like I said, when I can just be still, I mean, sit down and just, and yes, I'm doing it for, you know, stress. I'm doing it to say, help me, you know, creatively, be it my writing or, you know, while I'm learning to play the guitar and then, you know, learning to play chords and then, you know, writing songs. So it's different
That's
types
awesome.
Of meditations. Right. It's different meditations that I can do and, you know, anyone can do. But you have to find what resonates with you. Now, have I answered your question?
Well, you mentioned, Pat, that you said that you have a church. Sometimes you have a church at home. Okay. Do you have a church in a premise that you have people come there with you, wherever the enlightenment is, whether it's an hour or a half hour, whatever. Do you have people that come to your home in a group so you can administer their spiritual needs?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have that. I'm not an ordained minister. So what I meant by that is my church for me is I'm home and I can, you know, sing, or I can put on, you know, some music or not. I can chant, you know, meaning the little bit of, you know, Buddhist, you know, culture that I have learned, you know, Om, you know, Shanti, which is peace. You're invoking peace. I can be silent.
Well, me and Chris, Pat, we've had several people on the show, shamans, healers, psychics, passive, aggressive, the whole, you know, the whole list of things, clairvoyant. And one thing that I've noticed that me and Chris will say that we know is a lot of them say that they make that noise when they are trying to read somebody, like like they're belching and stuff. Do you do that too?
No. Like I said, it's different for everyone. And like my church, like I said, it can be anywhere, you know, and if I'm, you know, visiting somewhere, you know, then where I am in that space and room, that will be my church. So, I mean, I don't go to a formal church. And like I said, throughout my, you know, years in my spiritual growth, I've connected to spiritual practices that nourish me. And I mean, it's different for everyone. Right. But you have to find
along fast because we're running out of time. So let Chris ask the question. You know, Patricia, one thing I want you to know that once you've been on the show, you're more than welcome to come back when you want to talk about what books that you got out or what's going on or what has happened since you were last on the So, because a half hour is not really enough time to get everything out. But we started with a two-hour show that was wearing me out. Then we went to an hour show, and then I had an epiphany. If this nation can do this in a half hour, then so can I. So go ahead, Chris. Ask your question, darling.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much. I will.
Anytime,
I want to
Chris,
come back and really share more.
Yeah, you can always come back. Just let me know when we put you in, down for part two, part three, part four, whatever.
And yes, I mean, we can talk about other areas too, not just, you know, past lives, but past lives
exactly.
is depending on, you know, the individual. But as I said,
right.
For me, this has happened during my meditation when I'm usually, you know, I'm practicing meditation. And let me include, say, sometimes in my dreams.
Okay.
So like I said, you know, it's a mix.
Yeah, we've got a lot we can get from you, Pat, so we're going to make you come in a couple of segments because, like you write, it's hard to do paranormal in a half hour because that's such a show that it leads to a whole lot of questions. So, Chris, we got like 8 minutes and some seconds on the clock. Ask your question, darling.
All right, I will. I'll ask the question. But, Pat, my question is, when you're not doing what you do, what are some things that you'd like to do for recreation, like for fun?
Well, I love. I'm teaching myself music, and I've had some formal lessons, but I'm learning to play the acoustic guitar. And yes,
wow.
it takes you got to have discipline and you know dedication, but also, you know, to relax with it, because if I don't practice a day, you know, I'm not gonna sit in the corner. But, you know, practicing, you know, the music, and you know, I like going to, you know, concerts and really supporting live music because, you know, it's good to support, you know, the songwriters, the singers, the performers, because it really, you know, that's, you know, it's such a challenging, you know, time. You know, well, that's a hard gig. Let me just, and I was going to temper that down, but say it's a hard gig, you know. I love anyone from Johnny Cash to Nina Simone to Igor Stravinsky.
Go on, girl. You're
know,
going
all
there.
The way
yeah.
To Stan Raw. So, you know, my taste, you know, and my likes, I mean, it just varies.
And that's good.
You know,
well,
and I.
Ask you this because we really run out of time. When you said that. You had the ability when you was, you know, meditating, some dead spirits came back. And since you was meditating alone, was these people from your past, your ancestors that you never met, or was it someone caring that you knew trying to give you a warning or a hint about your future?
Okay, I'm going to answer this as quickly as I can, but as descriptively as I can.
Okay.
What's come to mind, this happened last year, and I think it may have been last spring. I kept, during my active meditation and my dream, in my sleep time dream, there was a police officer, and he kept coming up. And this was like, you know, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
Sorry.
I didn't know who he was. So basically, I connected with, excuse me, I called in to, you know, a couple of, you know, healer psychics to find out, to get some type of mini reading, find out. And I described, you know, what he was wearing. He was wearing his officer uniform. And because I was praying to the Creator, praying to the angels, asking for guidance. Who is he? Am I to do something? What is he to me? Long story short, he hadn't crossed over fully. He was dead, but he hadn't crossed over fully, so he came to me because they said,
"Wow,"
because there's a connection there, and he felt he could trust me. So the two persons that I talked to, they did what they do, and then, you know, his spirit was released.
Now, wow.
Right, and it's like, and of course, now let me preference saying that, you know, yes, as I've matured spiritually and in life, I've asked and really understanding my spiritual gifts to be of service. So the Creator will call you on that. So the term, be careful what you ask for. So I had, like I said, you know, I had, you know, in maturing and all that. So that's probably how he came to me.
Yeah, well,
so,
I don't know about other people they ask for, Patricia, but I'm asking for good health,
right, right,
good looks,
right. So, I
good
mean,
finances,
like
and strong
right.
mind.
So, I mean, like, I wasn't scared. I wasn't upset. But, you know, I was a concern because, you know,
right.
I didn't know what was going on. But I figured, well, and I talked, the persons I talked to, they knew exactly, they told me what it was. And, and like I said, you know, he looked like he was actually, when I say, and you say dead people, they look like they're, if, as they were in life. You know, there was no decay,
okay.
you know that sort of thing. You remember the movie The Sixth Sense?
Yes, I do.
And the little boy says, I see dead people.
Yeah.
Right, he saw them,
mm-hmm.
you know, as they were living. That's how I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he didn't realize it.
Right.
That was a good movie.
Right, right. So, so, you know, I'll leave it with that one example because I know you're, you know, running out of time.
Yeah, so real quick before we run out of time, I need you to tell everybody how to reach you and what's going on. I said you heard you say you was writing. Do you have a book out or are you working on a book right now?
I'm working on a spiritual music project that it will encompass.
Okay.
Music, and I say spiritual, it will probably come from several cultures, but also infusing some of my compositions with vibrational sound vibrations.
I'm okay with myself. I can help you with some spiritual poems that may want to put your music to help you out.
Okay. And so I'm learning, you know, and I become aware of the sound bowls, tuning forks, and I want to infuse it with that to raise the vibration of every person. So that's what I'm working on. And also this book that's coming through me, and I'm working on and praying for guidance for that. I can be contacted at all lowercase PM. ccorkle87@gmail.com is my email. I can be contacted also through my LinkedIn account, Patricia McCorkle, PATRICIAMCORKLE. For the time being right now, and I'm working on, as I learn and understand the social media and getting, you know, being more of service out into the world.
Well, we appreciate you that you spent this time this Friday and everybody who's tuned in. Look, you know, if you missed something on the show, go to our archives and you can find out more about what Patricia had to say and reach out to her. And she will be back for a follow-up show because this lady got a lot to talk about, but we just don't have the time. So I'm going to say thank you, Patricia, and thank you for being here. Chris, you did a hell of a job like you always do. Thank you for being my co-host with the mostest. And anything y'all would like to say, because I've got a couple of seconds on the clock.
Have a good weekend.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
How about you, Patricia?
You all have a good weekend. Yeah, you take care.
Love you, darling. And
okay,
call me
and
we'll get you back on the show, baby.
Okay, and I want to talk to you probably sooner than that to something that may help you out while you're in this transition moving-wise.
Okay, sounds like a plan. You can call me when we hang up in a few seconds. Everybody, be safe out there. We'll see you next week when Chris will be hosting the show on the 3rd of May and on the 10th. Support him like you support me. Tune in and call in. Well, that's it. It's a wrap. See you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.